Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in California. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XI in the preface, the first paragraph that begins with, this is the fourth edition, and we're going to be reading through two paragraphs ending with society's great medical benefactor. We'll be commenting on both paragraphs. Today's readers, and thank you for your service today, are Martha M., who will be reading the 12 steps, Terry S., who will be reading the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Brandy M., Don B., and KP. And somebody's unmuted, so if you could check your phone, please. The share ID for Sunday, June 28th, the special edition, is 14,884. That's 14884. This morning's Monday, June 29th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time share ID is 14,887. That's 14887. Our newcomer greeter for today is Janice P.M., and Don B. will be making the announcement. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'll now ask Martha M. to read the 12 steps, please.
Good morning, Kathleen. This is Martha M., anorexic, bulimic, compulsive overeater from Connecticut. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for letting me do service. Thank you for your service, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Martha M. Terry S., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
Good morning. This is Terry S., recovering food addict in Oregon. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively overeating. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Terry S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XI in the preface, the first paragraph that begins with, this is the fourth edition. And we'll be reading through 2 paragraphs, ending with Society's Great Medical Benefactor. We'll be commenting on both those paragraphs. So, good morning, Brandy M. If you could get us started, please.
Good morning, Kathleen. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater in Edmonton, Canada. This is the fourth edition of the book Alcoholics Anonymous. The first edition appears in April 1939. And in the following 6 years, more than 300,000 copies went into circulation. The second edition, published in 1955, reached a total of more than 1,150,500 copies. The third edition, which came off press in 1976, achieved a circulation of approximately 19,550,000,000, I guess, in all formats. Because this book has become the basic text for our society and has helped such a large number of alcoholic men and women to recovery, there exists a strong sentiment against any radical changes being made in it. Therefore, the first portion of this volume describes the AA recovery program has been left largely untouched in the course of revision made for the second, third, and fourth edition. The section called The Doctor's Opinion has been kept intact, just as it was originally written in 1939 by the late Dr. D. William Silkworth and our society's great medical benefactor. So when I look at this, it's, you know, this is about that there's been no changes to this book is, that tells me that the directions in this book work. And so there's a reason why they haven't changed them. And, you know, if you're an addict like me, you want to read this book and, you know, make tweaks and find out why, you know, it reads a certain way or why it's telling me to do that. And, you know, when I showed up here, I was dying and desperate. And at this time before, I've read this book so many times, and before it was all about, you know, Brandy's way, and maybe this could be different, maybe this could be different, or, you know, whatever. And this time, because I was dying and desperate, I was like, yeah, you know what, this has never been changed. The first, you know, part of this book that shows us how to recover has not been changed. And so that tells me that it works. And, you know, when I look at it, it's like Roman passed this on to Ebby to Bill. And, you know, and then it just continued. And now we're passing it on to each other, and people are recovering from this hopeless state of mind and body. And, you know, this book outlines the directions in which I need to take in order to have, you know, that spiritual experience so that I'm free from this addiction. And I am so grateful that it didn't change. Also, you know, it talks about it being, you know, a text. That means that we read it to learn it. We don't read it one time and, you know, we have to study this and do it and do what's recommended in order to, you know, have recovery. And it shows us, you know, like how we actually need to live. It has an answer for all our problems. And, you know, the fact that they've been using this since, you know, 1939, that's amazing. And the fact that Dr. Silkworth's opinion is still there. And, you know, for me, that rings true. His opinion that, you know, my body is different, or sorry, my mind is different as my body is like, yeah, that's totally true. And it's still like that today, which is pretty incredible. So I think with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Brandy M, for getting us started this morning. Okay, so we're on page XI in the preface, the first paragraph. This is the fourth edition. We're reading through two paragraphs, ending in society's great medical benefactor. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs who haven't shared in the past 3 days?
Ginger C.
Ginger C.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Now is your time, everybody, to hop in here, share your experience.
Which paragraph was the preface are we on?
Joy S. We're on the first and second paragraph in the preface on page XI.
Thank you.
I think I heard your
Joy S.
Did I hear a Joy? Okay. Joy S.
KP.
KP. Anyone else want to jump in?
Kim A.
Was it Kim A?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kim. And I can take one more. Okay, let's stop there then. I have Ginger C, Deborah G, Joy S, KP, and Kim A. So go ahead, Ginger C.
Hi, Kathleen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Ginger.
Great. Thank you, Kathleen. Thanks so much for your service. And oh my God, Brandy, what a treat to hear you reading and sharing. What a great beginning. Thank you. And I am Ginger C, a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. And it's just amazing. I'm so grateful that hardly any changes have happened to this book because it has been working from the beginning of the time. You know, those first 100 got recovered and we're still getting recovered today in 2020. And thank God, because a lot of face-to-face meetings are getting back live and the amount of newcomers flying through the door, it's unbelievable. So thank God we have a message, right? These clear-cut directions that haven't been changed and that are saving lives, because people are dying today and not knowing that there's a solution, that we have an answer to the problem. And it lies on these pages that have stayed intact for many, many years. AA just celebrated their 85th birthday. So go AA. But I love the text. You know, it is. It's a basic text. and a text, as someone just mentioned so beautifully. It gives us information. It's to be studied. It's to be continuing to grow and learn. 10 and 11 and 12, they're not maintenance steps. Those are growth steps. This is what we're doing. We're continuing to grow because I want to be of maximum use, Cliff. And I can only transmit what I have. So I continue to do this work. I continue to go through the 12 steps. And I continue to trust God completely with my life and see what happens. But I think what's even more important about this basic text and being studied, I was amazed. I was shocked, actually, when I started to do this work with my sponsor. And he just kept going back to the big book for all my answers. And he's a therapist. He could have given me so much in another way. But he didn't. He stuck to these clear-cut directions. And how did he know what page to turn to? Because the man studies it day in and day out, and he has not stopped in almost 12 years. And that's what I think is so important. As a sponsor, we're just helping you to hopefully tap into this God, this power that lies down deep within you. And that's the purpose of this book. But if I'm not studying it and treating it like the text that it is, how will I know what page to turn to? And will I start to act like a life coach or a marriage counselor? I've had a lot of years of marriage and a pretty good one. So I got to, again, thank God, know where these pages lie and know where to go in the book. And there's a lot. With this COVID, I cannot even tell you how much I've learned these past months. I mean, there's a lot. Even in the back, people were talking about a section in the way back. I hadn't even heard it before. So I don't think I'll ever stop learning from this book. And I'll probably keep seeing new stuff too, because that's the gift. We keep growing and our eyes keep awakening. So grateful to be with you all this morning. Have a beautiful day letting God lead. And I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ginger C. Okay, Deborah G., you are up next, followed by Joy F.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah, compulsive overeater. Thank you, Kathy, for your chair and everyone that's made this meeting possible this morning. So grateful that I have this meeting today and this morning and hearing all the shares already. And thank you, Ginger, for your share on that. I just continue to learn and learn and learn. And that's what I feel about the book. You know, and I'm so grateful. You know, I've had people share their experience, strength, and help, and I've had people share their opinion. And I'm just so grateful that they don't keep writing the book with people's opinions, that it stayed the same. That in itself is a miracle with alcoholic addicts. And I love it because it's always been my experience of an open-minded, honest, and willing, and going through it, you know, I have the experience of it. And I'm doing a workshop right now again with it. I tend to stay with big book workshops because that's always been something that has helped me with all my addictions and my problems. You know, any, like was said earlier, anytime I have a disturbance or something's going on, I can be reassured. I can go to the book. I remember when I first got sober in AA, I used to read the big book. Now, I couldn't sleep. I never could sleep. I used to read the big book before going to sleep, and I slept so good. So it's just something that is just so mystical, magical, spiritual, that touches my heart, that goes deep and continue. You know, I'm looking forward to this next experience by going through this experience with the book again. Thank you all.
And thank you, Deborah G. Okay, Joy S., you're up, followed by KP.
Hi, this is Joy S. in Washington State, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you, Team Monday, for putting this on. It's amazing that I happened to get on live on this day as we're starting out in the big book again. It's like a family legacy to me. My mother was an alcoholic, and if it wasn't for this book, she would have killed me. And here it is saving my life again.
And excuse me. So it's very wonderful to me, and I'll be talking to you later to get a sponsor. And I just wanted to share with everybody how powerful this book is. This, like I said, if my mother hadn't got sober, I'd have been dead. And if I couldn't stop overeating, I was gonna be dead. And so I'm glad it hasn't changed, and I'm glad that it's here for me, and I'm glad that you all are here for me. And thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Joy S. Okay, KP, your turn, followed by Kim A.
Good morning. This is KP, recovered compulsive overeater, by the grace of God. I'm just amazed that this book was written so long ago and so many copies. These are numbers I have to think before I read. They're so large. I'm amazed by both of these paragraphs. I'm amazed that so much has been left unchanged. But along with this amazement, I'm just so grateful. I started my program 2 years ago and quickly got abstinent, quickly recovered, and I've been sponsoring. And I'm having a hard time with sponsors that struggle. I just can't seem to know when to let them go, but that's a different issue. The doctor's opinion has been left intact. That's amazing, because the first meeting I went to, that's where the group was reading and sharing from, and it just explained so much about me to me that night. This was a group of people who were like me and understood me, and I felt like I had found home. I felt like I had literally found the solution. And who would have ever thought that I would go to AA books for that? But it works. I am so grateful, and I'll pass.
Hi, this is Kim A. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great. You're up, Kim. Go ahead.
Thanks. How amazing that not only have so many copies been printed, but that through four editions, the 164 pages that gives us the directions have not been changed. Because usually when there are new editions of books, there can be quite a lot of changes. And other than, you know, the changing of the stories to kind of reflect different times and different demographics, the fact that the first 164 pages hasn't been changed can give us so much hope, especially if you're a newcomer and you're first coming into OA. The fact that what worked 85 years ago still works today, that gives us so much hope. Because not too many things can stand the test of 85 years, and, you know, as long as we follow the directions, they can still work. I know that when I came to understand the sponsor that the big book was, like, the precise directions, it all started to make sense why I had been chronically relapsing for 18 years. I was very focused on the food plan, very focused on trying to put my own spin on the steps. I knew that I needed to work the steps. I knew that the big book was important. I didn't really understand why. It had never been explained to me that we have to study it like a textbook. We start at the beginning, and we go in order. You wouldn't open up, say, like a calculus textbook in like the middle and try to figure out how to do things. This is not a program of figuring things out. This is a program of just following this purest 12-step document that was written almost 100 years ago that has been proven for almost a century that if we do what they said, we will become recovered. Past tense, because they recovered as long as we do these steps every single day. Yeah, with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Kim A. Okay, just a reminder, we are on page XI in the preface, the first paragraph that begins with, this is the fourth edition. We're reading and sharing our experience on those, on two paragraphs. The second paragraph ending with society's great medical benefactor. And I'm going to take some more names, but just a reminder, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs?
Shlomit Hana.
Shlomit Hana.
Mo H.
Mo H.
Jerry Josie.
Robin Joby.
Jerry, what was the second part? Jerry?
Sherry Josie.
Oh, Sherry Josie. Sherry Josie. And then I got Robin.
And Robin Joby. Robin Joby,
oh,
as in boy.
Robin Joby, okay.
Rella R.
Veronica B.
Okay, I got B. Veronica B. And who came before Veronica?
Rella R.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-L-A, last initial R.
R, okay. And maybe we'll stop there and possibly have time after for a couple more. So let's stop there with, I have Shlomit Hana, Mo H, Sherry Joe C, Robin Joe B, Rella R, and Veronica B, I think it was. So go ahead, Shlomit Hana.
Thank you so much. I'm Shlomit Hana B, recovered, and so, so, so grateful. Really excited to be starting the big book again in recovery. Just really looking forward to this process and so grateful that, you know, we finished the first 164 pages and then we start right over again and we never stop studying this book as a textbook. And one of the things that stood out for me in these two paragraphs, you know, in the concept of keeping the book in the same form, not changing it. You know, I've heard a lot of shares about the language, you know, not being changed, which I think is very important. But I was also thinking about the concepts. You know, all of the concepts that were originally put in the book are still in the book. Nothing has been changed. Nothing's been taken out. And nowadays, just with the climate being what it is less and less in vogue to talk about God and religion and the vital spiritual experience. And as we know, you know, the whole point of this program is to provide us with a vital spiritual experience. If this book was written today, I don't know if that concept, the way that it was written, exactly the way that it was written by Carl Jung, if that would be included in a book like this today. Because it's just not cool, you know? And that's the whole basis of our program, is having a vital spiritual experience. And I'm so grateful. I'm so incredibly, incredibly grateful that that all the concepts are still in the book, that the doctor's opinion is still in the book, that the conversation with Carl Jung and I think it was Roland Hazard is still in the book, because that's the basis of our recovery. And if that were taken out of the book, we couldn't recover. We couldn't, because it would be taken out what our recovery is about. So, you know, even this book was written almost 100 years ago. The concepts work, and we know that. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Shlomit Hana B. Okay, Mo H., you're up, followed by Sherry Josie.
Well, thank you, Kathleen, for your service. Good morning. My name is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater, sugar addict in Walnut Creek, California. Whoa, here we go. We're starting over again. I love it like everybody else. and that the basic textbook, a textbook. I remember having to look that up when I first started. It's people who have knowledge convey it to people who don't have that knowledge. Start at the beginning and read through. So we don't skip into how it works and skip the first four chapters about our step one and then just jump into how it works. No, we start at the beginning. I like last week we started on the title page. You know, who would think there was so much information on the title page? So, yes, and the basic textbook has not been changed, except there's been one little change. On step 12, Bill originally wrote, or Bill and all the writers, having had a spiritual experience as the result of these steps. And he wrote that because that's what he had, a spiritual experience, a bright light experience in the hospital. But some of the others were, I guess, complaining or talking and saying, you know, I didn't have that. It's just, you know, it's just very slow. And Dr. Bob, who had tormented with alcohol for 2.5 years, so the word was changed to spiritual awakening. And then the appendix 2 was put in the back called spiritual experiences, you know. And so he explained why that word was changed. So that was kind of an interesting piece of history for me. But I love studying this textbook, and it wasn't until my sponsor 4.5 years ago opened me up to the big book after 25 years in the room and me studying all the literature, which didn't get me abstinent, and not that the big book got me abstinent. My willingness to work the steps as they're written was helped with my abstinence. So she, you know, said, I want to take you through the 12 steps according to the big book. And I was kind of surprised because, you know, I went through the 12 steps with workbooks and with questions and with all these other things that are available and that are helpful. But it wasn't until she pointed me into this and guided me through. And I remember saying to her, man, you know where everything is. You know what page it's on. And she said, you'll learn it. And I'll tell you, studying this book with every one of my sponsees helps me continue to keep learning. And that's what this is all about. As someone said, the 10, 11, and 12 are we continue to grow. We don't maintain. We continue to grow. So I just love that we're doing this, and I appreciate all your shares. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. Okay, Sherry Jo C, it is your turn, and you'll be followed by Robin Jo P.
Good morning. This is Sherry Jo C, recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. Thank you so much. This is so exciting because I joined Vision last November, so it's great to be starting fresh and starting from the very beginning, including the very first page, the preface and the introduction. I know I was really fortunate because when I came into OA in 1988 and got abstinent in 1989 and began working the program with a sponsor, I found a woman, and this was in a little town in Michigan, who said, okay, well, we're going to be going through the big book, and after we do the big book, we'll do the 12 and 12. But, you know, her focus was on the big book primarily because her husband had been stationed at Camp Pendleton in the Marines in California, and he had gotten sober in AA, and they had become part of the very active Los Angeles group of, you know, the whole AA community in Los Angeles, including Chuck Chamberlain and a lot of those original folks. And so I, you know, the big book was transmitted down to me through my sponsor, who started walking me through it page by page. And I have my original big book that I got in 1989, and I was living in Detroit, Michigan at the time, and Joe and Charlie Big Book Study was starting to tour around the country, and including Canada. And I lived in Detroit, and I one weekend went across the river to Windsor, Ontario, which was only about 40 minutes, and went to the Joe and Charlie Big Book Study in Windsor, Ontario one weekend. And I have all of my original notes from when they lectured about the Big Book to us for a weekend. In this chapter and my notes in this paragraph, I have, you know, from the Big Book study, I wrote, the reason it has not been changed is because it works. The fellowship has changed, but the program of recovery remains the same. And I don't remember writing that. That was 30 years ago. but I, you know, I read it and I'm like, that's absolutely right. I mean, there isn't a single word that I would need to change, and I don't take what I like and leave the rest. I take it all because this is my survival manual. I mean, I talk about my home group in Detroit, Michigan. That was my home group for 12 years. And in our preface, in our introduction, we said this, you know, our way of working the program is for those whose disease has reached the critical level. And, you know, just like when I read the Big Book, I read it and I go, this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. How did they get inside my head? How did these people know? And just like when I sat in that meeting for the first time and I heard them say it's for those whose disease has reached the critical level, I was like, that's me. I mean, I can't function. Thank you. And so anyway, I'm grateful to be reading the survival manual with all of you. And I pass.
Thank you, Sherry Josie. Okay, Robin Jo B., you are up next, followed by Rella R. Robin Jo B., you want to hit star one to unmute? Okay. Rella R., let's take you and we'll go back to Robin Jo. Okay.
Hi, this is Rella R.
Okay, great. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Rella R., recovering compulsive overeater. Thank you all so much for your inspiring shares. Thank you for your service, for your chairing this meeting. I wanted to chime in and say pretty much what I've heard others say, because that I'm grateful for that as well, that we're starting over. And I especially resonated with the sharer that spoke about how God is front and center in this program. And it is, I was just thinking that all through this coronavirus and these crises that our country has been through, there's a little mention in the leadership of God or turning to God for help and, you know, the basis of, you know, without getting political. But it's so powerful and it's so true. And sorry. My phone is super sensitive. Sorry for those dings. And to me, it's timeless and it's true, and that is the secret of why this book is so effective and so powerful. In my tradition, also the Torah is reread every single year. We start again from Genesis, from the beginning. And to me, the 12 steps represent parts, is to me extracted from that basic foundational truth. And so it deserves to be read again. And new things will pop out at me as my life changes and my situations change. Different lines become more relevant. Like, oh, you know, things that I may have passed over quickly before become things to jump out at me. There's always something new to mine and to see and to hear and to understand and to integrate and incorporate and be inspired from. So grateful for this wonderful program that helps me start my day and get my head screwed on straight, as I like to say. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Rella R. Robin Jo B., are you there? Okay. Well, let's go with Veronica B., and after Veronica B., I'll be taking some more names. So go ahead, please, Veronica B.
Hi, Veronica, compulsive overeater and bulimic from California. And I just want to pitch gratitude for this book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And for me, the reading tells me that that you can completely rely on what's in this book, and that the fact that it hasn't been changed in so many years and the doctor's opinion is totally intact, for me, that's a message of depth and weight, and that you can rely on what's in this book. And for me, this book is the blueprint of my life. Before I came into Overeaters Anonymous, I did not have any any skills whatsoever, no living skills whatsoever. And I was just an immature woman who wanted to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, and absolutely no accountability. And this book has transformed my life. I follow what's in this book. I live through the 12 steps. And I am so grateful that the people came before me. And I just think about, you know, before 1939, those poor people that were suffering, you know, in their alcoholism, and that they didn't have this tool, you know, this, for me, it's my Bible, you know, for my recovery, it's my Bible, it's my blueprint for my life. And it makes me a little sad, you know, and this is why I'm so grateful today that I know what my problem is. I know what the solution is. The solution is in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It helps me to get a strong relationship with my Creator. And I'm just overpaid. I am overpaid and so grateful. So thank you for letting me pass, for letting me share with that I pass.
Thank you, Veronica D. Okay. We're going to take a couple more names on these two paragraphs, the first and second paragraph on page XI. Can I get a couple more names of who'd like to share on those two paragraphs?
Nancy A.
Nancy A.
Georgie.
Okay, I heard a man, but your voice is very faint. Say it again.
Georgie.
George E. Okay, let's start with you too. Does someone else want to add on in case we have a minute at the end? Might have time for one more. Okay, so let's go with you, Nancy A. Go ahead, please.
Blake O.
Who O?
Blake.
Blake. Okay, Blake. Okay, Nancy, go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you very much for your service and everyone being here this morning. I love reading this part, too. I really understand today, after 30 years in the program, that the Big Book gives us the unity that helps us deal with all our diversity, with all of these different people and different ages and different ideas and political affiliations and religious affiliations. We can all look at the same manual, sit down and read it together and know it's going to be the basis of our lives. And I felt like that. I felt like I'd come to the planet and I didn't get the handbook. And it is the manual that I was looking for all those years. It gives us that, like, no book, no fellowship, because we wouldn't have this instruction manual to follow. People would go off in their sects and do different things. And I'm so amazed. I love that they talk about the circulation simply because it is incredibly widespread. In 2011, it was named one of the most influential books written in English. Like, what does that say? That, you know, this is a book everybody should be reading. And things like the original manuscript sold for $2.4 million. The value here that we can just get, you know, if I go to a secondhand store, I can buy this book for $5, but it has so much value in it. It's just amazing. And that's all I want to share and say thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy A. Okay, Georgie, go ahead. You'll be followed by Blake O.
I'm Georgie, and I apologize. I'm on a earpiece that's got kind of a weak mic, but I didn't need to share today. I mean, I'm a recovering compulsive eater, and that's what I can say. I mean, the book is just one of the spiritual tools I have. I'm going to apologize a second time because, you know, I didn't read the preface till I was fairly far along in the other program, and the word that always caught me, and I'm not even sure you read it this morning, was authentication. Because the book is a tool to have the spiritual experience. It's not a substitute for it. And I don't know. I guess I tend to be one of them fact-checker type guys. And So the first edition does differ a little bit. I go to a first edition big book meeting myself, and it reveals new truths every week. But that's not important. You know, I think the book itself was divinely inspired. And, you know, for that, we can be grateful. But even Bill himself had problems with idolatry later in the program. You know, these are not perfect people. These are people who are living the best they can. And I was rather late to this meeting. You know, I'd been going to other OA meetings before this. And then COVID happened, and that's what drew me in. So there's good things behind bad things, you know. And I'm not sure I'll ever be one of those people who says I'm grateful to be a compulsive eater. I don't think I'll get there. But I can at least join you all on the journey. And that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Georgie. Okay, Blake O, it is your turn. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Blake O in Riverside, California, and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, what was discussed in the paragraph. The exploding number of printed copies always strikes me as amazing because when I started this program, I identified as agnostic, and I've always been one of those people that struggled with blind faith. I was raised in a religious upbringing, but I always needed, as I got older, I always looked for proof. Science was my proof of things. And so when I got into this program, I've been in and out of it, over the last 15 years, I never got the spiritual awakening. You know, I would find success in the weight loss part of it, and that definitely helped the vanity side, but I never stayed for the sanity because I just couldn't get over, you know, my agnostic beliefs, my need to see proof. And when I finally came in back in November and decided to stay. I had come from going through years of therapy because I thought, you know, if I'm looking for science, I'm going to use science to get over my compulsion to eat. But I wasn't finding success with just therapy. And what finally hit me to come to a God of my understanding was the proof in that I saw how this program worked for others. I was able to see that science was not that successful in treating addiction, and I wasn't finding success in that. But when I looked at this program, I could see success, and there wasn't a scientific explanation for it. But there was a spiritual explanation for it. And that became my understanding for my creator, my God of my understanding. And this paragraph just kind of touched on that, the success of this program. When I see people that are recovered, when I see people in recovery, that is proof to me that there is something beyond science. And that allowed me to leave my agnostic views behind and fully commit to this program, and I do believe I've had a spiritual awakening, and I am so grateful for this program. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you so much, Blake. Oh, okay, that brings us to the end of our sharing this morning, but the meeting's not over. So I do want to thank everyone for your really great shares this morning, and a special thanks to Team Monday for the month of June. Thank you for your service this month. Martha M., Terry S., Brandy M., Don B., KP, Janice PM, and Mo H., thank you all for doing service this month. And we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So Dawn B., would you please read A Vision for You?
Good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.